Get back, just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, Happy New Year's, Wednesday, January 1st, 2025. Not saying 2024 anymore. It is a new year. Thank you, God. Appreciate you guys being part of the show. YourDefendingFathers.com is the website. My name is Trucker Randy Bishop here on the radio with the Patriot Voice Radio Network backing me up loud and clear this morning. 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Thank you to everybody who is part of that team that puts the programming on the radio station. Thank you, Kent, Dell, Devin, LRN, all of the people involved in getting the radio station to air. Greatly appreciate it. Website, YourDefendingFathers.com, dedicated to this show, along with the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, one word. Download the free one. Search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, except for major legal holidays. We usually have a dedicated show for you on legal holidays, but today I wanted to spend New Year's with you. Been praying on this, been working on this, been looking at how to launch it. Made the decision today is a new day in America, a new day in Michigan, a new day in our counties. It's time for a revival. It's time for you to pick a church, decide to go to church this Sunday. If they have a women's group or a men's group, you need to learn about it and start going to the meetings. Dedicate your life to God. Thank Him for this past year. Thank Him for the direction that we're going. Thank Him for everything you have in your lives. The good things, the bad things, all the things you're struggling with, thank Him for those. Be thankful because you're alive and you have the ability to overcome obstacles that would stop most people. We're going to win. We're going to continue to win. It started on November 5th. We went through Thanksgiving. We went through Christmas. We went through New Year's last night, ringing in the new year. Well, it's going to continue, and it's going to get even better. God will not give you any challenges that you can't overcome. temporary obstacles? You bet. We're going to have plenty. It's going to be okay. Things are going to improve. Things are going to get better. We are going to continue to win. We're going to continue this plan. Today is the plan. That's what I'm dedicating this show to. New Year's Day, January 1st, 2025. Halfway through this decade, we are going to absolutely survive, thrive, and win. Short break. We're going to have Dr. Jeff in the house. We're going to talk about some new things at Sioux Animal Hospital. Short break. A word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back. Pat Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of the first day of 2025. Joining us as usual, as a good trooper here, Dr. Jeff is in the house, Sioux Animal Hospital. If you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, just text him to me, 231-360-5140. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Well, was it a late night for you, or did you go to bed shortly after midnight?
I didn't even make it till midnight. after 53 of these, I've seen it before.
There you go. There you go.
So,
but did you happen to watch any college football games yesterday?
Nope. We were working yesterday, stamping out disease and pestilence. So I actually had had a couple emergency surgeries to do, and that.
Whoa.
So we were busy with that. So
you were at the clinic quite late then. A couple surgeries, eh?
Yep. Yep, did manage to sneak out to went out to dinner with the wife and her family, Cozy and Barbo, which is a really good restaurant. It's down 15 Mile.
Okay,
if anybody gets up here or here to put in a unsolicited plug. Really good food, and they're right on the St. Mary's River. So if any, I love it because when we're fishing the river, they've got docks right there. You pull in, get out of your boat, go in, eat, get right back in your boat, go back out and fish.
I love it. Love great. It. Love it.
So
great kind of restaurant. Absolutely. And what's the name of the place again?
They call it the Cozy.
The Cozy. Got it. Yep. We'll have to check it out next time we're up there. Hey, you and I spent a lot of time with our ChatGPT, lots of information that we always search for. You're working your way through a stack of documents right now for us. We're going to be talking about that soon.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always information that we're looking for, and we found a way to search, the way to look for what we want.
Yep.
And you're always looking at information, and you sent me a text this morning, kind of interesting, how to interpret information on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Yep. One of the I got to think about it. We were probably about halfway through vet school, and we sat and we had a week long, hour long, but 5 days that week, of how to read scientific papers. Just because it's on the internet, the internet is great, but it's like drinking from a fire hose, because you type in one thing and you're going to get everything. And you got to figure out how to sift through this. Because remember, for years, they told us Biden was competent, too. So just because it's out there doesn't mean it's true.
Right.
And so they show you, okay, this is how you rank sources to how reliable they are. You know, can you believe what they're telling you?
Mm-hmm. You know?
So... one of the ways is you look for what's called, and you've heard me, bring up papers and things that I found and information I found on the internet.
Right.
And usually I don't. Now, sometimes I'll just hit the Google search bar and I'll type something in. That's usually just to get you started, kind of like, all right, like Wikipedia. I put Wikipedia on the bottom because anybody can edit it. There's no regulation. There's no review. There's no nothing,
right.
In there. But sometimes it's a good point. If you have something that you know nothing about, and you want to get a little bit of an idea, I'm like, okay, all right, let me get on Wikipedia and look at that. Now, the one thing Wikipedia does help, what you do is you read the article, and you go down to the bottom where they have the references.
References, okay. And all the links.
Yep. It's that, and then you start looking at those. And what's considered a gold standard is if you have something that is printed in what's called a peer-reviewed article or journal, okay? Now, what this means, I'll give you an example. I used to write articles for Woods and Water News here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I just would write an article, I'd send it to them. And they go, yeah, I like it. No, editor, yep, no, okay. And they just throw it in. Nobody's really checking it or anything like that. Just, oh, it looks interesting. People probably want to read it, buy our magazine, I'll throw it in.
Sure.
For peer-reviewed, you submit your paper or letter or whatever you have.
Mm-hmm.
And they will then send it to an editorial board, which is going to be other scientists. Okay, let's suppose I send something. JAVMA, the Journal of American Veterinary Medical Association, is a peer-reviewed journal. So if I want to send in a case report or I want to send in something that I did, some research I did, I send it to them. They then turn around, they give it to a a group of my peers, which means other veterinarians.
Sure.
And they look at it and they go, okay, yep, 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 nope, he's wrong here. This is bad science. This is good. Anyway, they look at it and they go, is this a good paper or not? Okay. And then if you pass, they go, great, you passed, looks good, it's in the journal. So
it gets published,
then
but
get
it's
published
after peer review, and it's actually a process that yep. that your paper, your story, your article yep. goes through.
Yep. So if you ever hear somebody talking about, like, oh, somebody's got a thesis report and they have their paper submitted for publication, that's what they're talking about. They've submitted the paper. It's now gone to a peer review process where they're sitting, these people are reading it going, okay, you know, is this guy, you know, full of, you know, fluff, or is it, this is real, this is good science, it's not science, made this glaring error here, you mm-hmm. know, made a math error, you know, someplace right. in there. So,
one of the things you're referring to, of course, you and I talked about this, and the cancers that a lot of people are dealing with, especially here in northern Michigan, yeah. and there is holistic alternatives to chemo therapies, radiation, surgeries. Some of these cancers, you've been looking at this issue, studying this issue, and saying, you know, is there a better way of dealing with cancers, especially in your animals, in your practice? And some yeah. of the things you've been studying, reading up on, the stack of papers you showed me just on ivermectin alone, it was yeah. like, okay, yeah. we're going to do probably an hour show on it here in the new year, because, yep. man, the amount of research you found out of that stack, as you've been going through it and doing your homework in preparing for this hour we're going to do together, how many of those documents you printed out, were they peer-reviewed documents, kind of research documents that were looked at?
All of them. Okay, so when you hear me talk about, you know, hey, I pulled this paper, I found this information here.
Right.
I go to, it's the National Institute of Health. It's called PubMed, P-U-B-M-E-D. You Google it, search it up. It's open to the world. Anybody can get into it, okay? And it is a depository of all the peer-reviewed journals and articles. And here's the kicker. From around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now remember that. And now part of a scientific paper, you'll get an abstract. Okay, the abstract is like the executive brief. Okay, kind of gives you, hey, we studied this, and this is kind of how we did it, and this is what we found, this is kind of the conclusion. It's the abstract is a too long didn't read part of it. Okay, mm-hmm. you will almost every paper on there, you will have an abstract. Now, sometimes if you want to get to, because, you know, capitalism, if you want to get to the actual paper part and read some of them, a lot of them are free. And you can see there's little links on the side. If you go to it, it'll say download free text or whatever. Some of them, especially some of the more obscure journals, you have to buy it from them, but it's usually 10, 20 bucks or something like that, you know.
Sure.
You know, because it costs money to pay these peer reviewers to do this and, you know, yada, yada. Right. So. But at least you can get the abstract and you go and it's great. It's got all these research articles about everything, even animals. I don't remember. It was a year or two ago. We were talking about CWD and deer and yes. where I was talking about the experimental vaccine and all. That's where I found that information was in there. Now, again, okay. you still have to pan and go through and look. And remember, the one thing about science and the one thing they love to say, especially during, you know, the science is settled. Science is never settled. That's the one thing you will never hear a scientist say. Oh, science is settled. We're done. Nope.
It's a moving target. It's always yeah. evolving.
Yep. And even with this ivermectin, we found out more and more. Well, during Corona, I was talking about the antiviral effects of ivermectin, and I found a little bit, particularly right there, we were talking about versus a coronavirus. I guess I was kind of poking around. I guess it's got some activity against HIV too. Now, but here's where we're going to talk about. So this is kind of like almost a little bit of a prerequisite. So that's where you can go, but there's things you got to know. Like one of the biggest thing is you'll see, and people use this argument, is the effect you're seeing, what they call an in vitro effect or an in vivo, vitro, V-I-T-R-O, or in vivo, V-I-V-O, okay? In a vitro test, if you remember the T, that means test tubes. That means it wasn't in an animal. It was in a plate with a cell culture on it. That's usually where everything starts, too, because it's easy to do. And they go, oh, wow, look, like they did an in vitro test on triple negative breast cancer line cells with ivermectin. And it did help a lot. What it specifically did is it resensitized the cells to tamoxifen, which is a more common breast tumor chemotherapy.
Sure.
But they'll do an in vitro test, and then they go, okay, cool result. You know, cool result, bro. Now we're going to take it and put it in a mouse or some kind of animal model, which 99.99999, despite what PETA tells you, 99.99999% of all lab animals are mice and rats. Okay.
Sure.
So now we'll go and we'll move it into an actual organism, because in a cell culture, you're just dealing with breast cancer cells. In the animal, now we're dealing with a liver system and it's a cardiovascular system and a neural system. All the systems are working together. Now you see if this has an effect on the other systems there too.
Sure.
So something that has an in vitro effect might not have an in vivo effect. So that's one thing you need to watch for when you start reading these things. Ivomec, though, I did find it is an in vitro and vivo effect against some of these tumors. And yeah, so we can dig into this next time, including even some of the dewormers I've used for years that I have sitting on my shelf.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, holy cow. So
interesting stuff. Now this, but your main focus was ivermectin. Is that an accurate statement? That was what you were focused on?
That's what I started with. Yep. Yep.
And it led to all these other things, but not necessarily being a cure for breast cancer. But like you said, it was a good precursor to another drug or another treatment.
Cancer, I think once everybody's looking for the magic bullet, and I think what we're going to find, because it's such a, or first of all, what is cancer? Okay, we talk about it. We already know what it is. Cancer is unregulated cell growth, pretty much is what it is. Your cells normally have mechanisms in there that will say, okay, you're only going to grow, reproduce this many times, and then you die, because your cells do die.
Sure.
You know, it's called apoptosis.
And you have to replenish those.
But you should be replenishing stuff. I mean, because if your cells didn't die, your liver would, you just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You know?
Right.
The old ones didn't die off. But what's happening in cancer cells, sometimes, depending on the cancer, I'm being very broad here, but those cells lose that signal and they just keep growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. And at that point, then they can start secreting things. And remember, every cell in your body, and then things get with the DNA get really weird. Every cell in your body carries your entire genetic makeup. So a cell in your toe codes for what color your eyes are going to be. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Normally, the toe cell, that part of the DNA is inactive, so you're not growing an eyeball out of your toe. But when you start doing, they start replicating this fast in a tumor, they can start doing anything. So
yeah. But, hey Jeff, can you stay through the break? I got a couple of text messages.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, we're gonna hold Dr. Jeff through the bottom of the hour at news. We'll get to your text message questions for him. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.